Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Off the ball. Daily.
A home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
What is the least cool sport?
Race walking.
It's the arms. I don't know why.
There's nothing not cool about winning an Olympic medal.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. We'll start with today's twist in the Luis Rubiales story, one that nobody saw coming. And the mother of Rubiales has locked herself in a church and has gone on hunger strike over what she calls an inhuman hunt against her son. He's been suspended as Spanish FA president after kissing footballer Jenny Hermoso on the lips after the Women's World Cup final, something she says she didn't consent to. A cousin of Rubiales says he's been condemned already without being tried as the Spanish FA prepare for an emergency meeting this afternoon. An internal investigation has been launched while formal complaints have been put forward to the prosecutor's office in Madrid. Spain manager Jorge Vilda has criticised Rubiales, calling the moment he kissed Hermosa as inappropriate and unacceptable. Will Smallbone has signed a new 3-year contract with Southampton. The Championship club rejected an offer from Sheffield United for the 23-year-old midfielder earlier this summer. Smallbone spent last season on loan with Stoke, but started the first 2 league games of the season under new manager Russell Martin. Then he picked up an ankle injury earlier this month, but Smallbone set to be named in Stephen Kenny's Ireland squad later this week ahead of the qualifiers against France and the Netherlands. He says he's pleased to extend his stay with the Saints.
No, ever since I come back in from first day of pre-season, I think I've really enjoyed the style of play. The football has been... it's been brilliant, really. I think it took us a bit of time to get used to it, but I think now we're slowly getting there, and I think the best is yet to come from everyone.
Former Ireland international Paul McShane's been appointed assistant coach with the Ireland under-21s. McShane's an academy coach with Manchester United since 2021. He'll form part of Jim Crawford's backroom team and will combine his roles. The Wicklow man was capped 33 times for the boys in green. He played more than 450 matches in England with the likes of West Brom, Sunderland, Hull and Reading after joining United from St Joseph's in 2002. He'll join up with the under-21 squad ahead of next week's doubleheader against Turkey and San Marino, both those games at Turner's Cross. Now, it was all about the away teams in the Premier League yesterday, with Liverpool, Manchester City and Aston Villa all picking up wins on the road. Liverpool fans must have feared the worst when Newcastle took the lead through Anthony Gordon and Virgil van Dijk was sent off. That happened in the space of 3 first-half minutes. But the 10 men came from a goal down to win 2-1 at St James's Park. Darwin Nunez came off the bench to score twice, including an injury time winner. And Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says the win was one of the best of his career.
More than 1,000 games I coached or managed, whatever you want to say. I never had a game like this. That's the truth. Not that we never turned games, we did that, but with 10 men in an atmosphere like this against an opponent like this. I can't remember, I'm pretty sure it never happened, because these moments are rare and super special. And but I thought the boys deserved it today, because with 10 men we played better and gave Newcastle a proper game.
Manchester City are the only team with 3 wins from 3 in the Premier League this season. No Pep Guardiola at Bramall Lane yesterday as he recovers from a back issue, but City came away with a 2-1 win. Erling Haaland opened the scoring in the second half. He had missed a penalty in the first half. Rodri scored the winner for the champions after the Blades had levelled things 5 minutes from time. Brian Kerr was part of the commentary team for Off the Ball for the game and was asked if Rodri's the best holding midfielder in the world at the moment.
I think he's developed as a player. There was discussion about his mobility in the first year or so when he was at City. But I think he is a much improved player. He's a dominant player. He's a physical presence about him. He's added in that little quality of being able to get the size of goals, as we saw today. We saw the Champions League final. He is not just one for sitting in front of the back two or back three or back four and building up the play. He gets more involved in the movement of the ball, in the changing of the direction of the play. And I think you could put him up there. I think if you go back to the Champions League last year, how dominant he was in such key games against Bayern Munich, PSG, in the final itself. He's become a massive player. It's hard to kind of think of who's playing better than him now in that role. Casemiro was such a key player for Real Madrid for so long as the holding player in the trio with Modric and Kroos. But you wouldn't put him ahead of Rodri in his all-around game now. I think Rodri has moved past him, and there's not many others that you would say. I couldn't think of at the top of my head anyone who was better than him in that position.
Remember, Aston Villa lost 5-1 to Newcastle on the opening weekend. Well, they've bounced back with two wins in the league. Villa beat Burnley 3-1 at Turf Moor yesterday, thanks to two goals from Matty Cash and one from Moussa Diaby, who's hit the ground running since his arrival from Bayer Leverkusen. Villa will travel to Anfield next Sunday to play Liverpool, and there's also the small matter of Arsenal against United on the same day. Both games you'll be able to hear live on Off the Ball on News Talk. One game in the League of Ireland First Division tonight. Second place Waterford are away to Treaty United. Waterford are 16 points behind the leaders Galway United. Keith Long's side have played a game less. That game tonight kicks off at 7:45. Newcastle midfielder Elliot Anderson's been called up to the Scotland senior squad for the first time for their Euro 2024 qualifier against Cyprus and the friendly against England. Celtic defenders Anthony Ralston and Greg Taylor have both been left out of Steve Clarke's 25-man group. Scotland are top of Group A with 4 wins from 4 in their qualification campaign. That includes wins over Spain and Norway. Speaking of international football, Roberto Mancini was appointed manager of Saudi Arabia over the weekend. He's set to earn a reported €25 million a year after he controversially quit the Italy job earlier this month. The Saudis, who beat eventual champions Argentina at the World Cup in Qatar last year, have been without a coach since Hervé Renard left to take charge of the France women's team. Mancini won the Euros with Italy in 2021, but he failed to qualify for last year's World Cup. Last season, Serie A winning manager with Napoli, Luciano Spalletti, has already replaced Mancini in the role. Real Sociedad have signed Arsenal left-back Kieran Tierney on a season-long loan. The 26-year-old Scotland international joined Arsenal from Celtic in 2019, played more than 120 games for the club. He made 27 Premier League appearances last season, but only started 6 times. West Ham have confirmed the arrival of Ghana midfielder Mohamed Kudus from Ajax for just under €45 million. The 23-year-old scored a hat-trick last week in Ajax's Europa League playoff win over Ludogorets in Bulgaria. Harry Kane scored twice on his home debut for Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga. The champions beat Augsburg 3-1 in Munich to make it 2 wins from 2. One player that left the Bundesliga, Jude Bellingham, has certainly made quite the start to life in Spain with Real Madrid. The 20-year-old scored in his third consecutive game as Real beat Celta Vigo 1-0 to move on to 9 points after 3 games in La Liga. Champions Barcelona won 4-3 away to Villarreal. Paul Pogba made his first appearance since May as Juventus picked up a point at home to Bologna in Serie A. Champions Napoli won 2-0 at home to Sassuolo, while AC Milan beat Torino 4-1 over the weekend. Christian Pulisic scored again.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball. Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.